Our next storyteller is, she's a Spitfire. She's a blogger and she's a soccer coach and played soccer throughout her life. She's a wife and mother, and we're really lucky to have her on stage tonight. So please welcome Erin Mandris.
Thank you so much. We're all born with talents, right? We all have personality traits. My talent was soccer. My personality, loud, outgoing, sometimes awkwardly obnoxious. I loved soccer and everything about it from the time I was a little girl. I dedicated my life to it. I think I loved it so much because my personality traits are what made me succeed in it. You have to be loud, right? And when you're 5'1", you have to fight. You have to be loud. You have to have something, right? I had the skills. So my dream was to make it to the next level. And I was willing to do whatever it took to get there. As a high schooler, I was your typical all-American girl. I was popular. I was social. I won every single athletic award. I set records. I was known for your typical academically oriented, intelligent, athletic, and popular girl. I was offered a full ride athletic scholarship to Michigan State University. Being from Detroit, Michigan, it was like being a hometown hero. I had made it. I went off to college. And I did what every college freshman does. I ate around the clock. I went into that cafeteria and I said, all you can eat? Awesome. I went to soccer like I had done my entire life. And I went to class. And on the weekends, Sunday fun day, after we had games on Friday and Sunday, I'd go out and I partied. So, end of my freshman year, my clothes were feeling a little bit differently. A little bit snug. Those jeans that I used to be able to pull up and button, they weren't buttoning. I was letting it out. So I looked at my friend, and she looked back at me, and she said, Erin, I'm not feeling good about myself either. I said, so what should we do? She goes, let's diet. I said, what do you mean diet? I diet every day. I go into the cafeteria, I eat all I can eat. That's my diet. She goes, no, Erin, you have to change your diet if you want to change your body. Awkward. I'm 20 years old, and I had never learned that there was a correlation between my body weight and what I was consuming. Are you kidding? I got a 4.0 in school. I am in college and nobody ever told me that? Wow. Okay. So I said, tell me, what should we do? So she goes, okay, the first thing we need to do is we need to eliminate bagels from our diet because those are carbohydrates. Pizza, no more pizza. No more late night eating. And we're going to eat a lot of vegetables and we're going to see what happens. I thought, let's do it. Peer pressure? We're going to do this together? Awesome. Let's go to get some diet pills to an experiment. But let's first make sure that they're legal. So if we get drug tested by Michigan State, we don't fail it. Okay. I mean, we're naive. We have no clue what we're doing. So I changed my diet. Wow. I became enlightened. I started cutting things out. The end of my freshman year, I went home that summer, and I was on a whole new regimen. I was eating carrot sticks, orange slices, and a lot of lettuce. And let me tell you, I had never trained so hard. I thought, this is amazing. Not only am I going to look better, are my inner thighs still going to touch? Am I butt going to get smaller? I'm going to be faster, too. And ultimately, what do I want to do? Whatever it takes to perform better. So that summer, I'll tell you, those same personality traits that made me successful throughout my life, I dedicated to this new regimen. And I was focused. And I was determined. And I saw this as the biggest challenge of my life. I reported to preseason my sophomore year of college. I was only down about 7 pounds from May, which had only been a few months. It took no time for me to be approached by my coaches and by my best friend with concern. Erin, we think you have a problem. A problem? Who is a problem? You have a problem for coming up to me. Erin, we're very concerned about you and what you're eating. We're not going to fight about this. We need you to go to the athletic training room. You have a meeting set up. A meeting? A meeting with who? I don't need to have a meeting. What do you mean a meeting? Called my mom sobbing from the car. Mom, you will not believe it. My coaches just had the audacity to look me in the eye and basically accuse me of having an eating disorder. How could I possibly have an eating disorder when I'm doing 2-a-days in preseason and I'm performing and I'm playing awesome? I'm eating 3 meals a day. What do they want me to do? Well, let's be honest. Probably 6 carrot sticks doesn't qualify as a meal. But listen, it was at 8 a.m. It was for breakfast. And that lettuce was for lunch. And let me tell you, those orange slices were for dinner. So yes, I was eating 3 meals. But I had a problem. So I went to the psychiatrist, which I absolutely dreaded. And indeed, I was quickly diagnosed shortly after that, a week into preseason, with an eating disorder, anorexia nervosa. The same qualities that led me to success on the soccer field shifted, and I jumped the tracks with that same intensity and with that same motivation to become obsessed, not with soccer, but with my diet, my body weight, and what I was eating. Every single day I stepped on that scale, every chance I got, I stood in the mirror and I flexed my stomach and I thought, that's great. Okay? You can't let any skin get any more. No fat. Listen, it was a challenge. The next day, what else could I eliminate from my diet? I mean, this is awesome. Well, I spiraled out of control, literally, while still playing Big Ten Division I women's soccer. At 5'1", at a very good, healthy playing weight, I was small. You can only imagine what I looked like while competing at this new weight. I endured treatment, I saw a psychotherapist, I was placed on medication, but I continued to persevere and continue playing through this disorder. At the same time, I was beginning to despise the sport in which I had grown up to love. Everything that I associated with it that made me feel like that, I was weak. So this personality, this loud, obnoxious person, had become this quiet, meek, withdrawn, distant girl. And I didn't like it. So on my way home from East Lansing, Michigan to West Bloomfield, my parents were so worried. The only thing I remember was a fireman knocking on my door. And I was in a severe car accident. I totaled a brand new Trailblazer. I was that sick. I was that tired and that weak. I was presented that December following that fall season in which I had played and battled anorexia to make a decision. Soccer or anorexia, Erin? Life or death? It's like that devil and angel, temptation and what I know I should do. And thank God I made that decision because they threatened to not allow me to return back to school or to continue playing soccer. And the thought of my sport in which I had grown to train in and to perfect and to be the best was going to be taken away from me. I was determined to do my utter best to jump tracks back onto the path of soccer. Not that easy at all. The first thing that I had to realize was that I hated soccer. But was it the sport that I hated, or was it the way I last felt when I played? So when I came back that January, ready to make a positive track, I had three things I needed to do. I know. I had to keep a soccer ball living in my apartment. My roommate and I welcomed our third roommate. We named him Morty. Listen, when you're anorexic, you can be a liar. I was not allowed to let that ball leave my apartment. It needed to stay there. I needed to look at it. The second thing I needed to do was walk into the locker room in which I had last left feeling horrible, thin, tired, withdrawn, miserable. And finally, I was to walk back on those fields at Michigan State University and re-enter the environment in which I last felt like I was going to die. And I did just that. And one step and one bite at a time, I began my path to recovery from anorexia nervosa. It was a wild journey. I came back my junior year, a little bit heavier because you binge and you rebound negatively or positively if you want to look at it like that. And I had to start again. And I stepped on the field and I thought, this is a new season. I've been through hell and back. I'm going to have a positive outlook on this, and I'm going to have fun with it. And with that attitude, I made it that season feeling the healthiest and happiest I'd ever been with the sport of soccer. To then return as a senior, my fourth year, where you want to finish your best. And I set a career record for assists at Michigan State University for women's soccer. Our team had the best, most successful career season in my career that season. Made it to the NCAA tournament, made it to the second round for the first time in program history. Soccer and I were reunited, and we went through ups and downs. But ultimately, it will forever be the love of my life. Thank you.